I don't make the motion.
No. Can I give you a couple updates on that? This won't take too long. There are a couple things.
Can I go out and get a five?
Yes, you may.
Thanks, Jim.
Yep, thank you.
Sorry, Cindy, I've been here.
Thanks, Jim.
So if we,
We'll talk.
Thank you, Commissioners.
We have to make a motion to, did we make the motion to return to open session?
That's what I got right now.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, please.
So he's got to do that first, and then.
Okay, sorry. I thought I was going to adjourn.
So I'll make a motion to return to open session.
Second.
We have a second, any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Conklin?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Page?
Aye.
Solomon?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Mike, can you give us some updates, please?
Yeah, three updates real quick. I hope they're real quick. I sent you all an email with regards to my discussions with Charlevoix County and the MSU Extension Office. I did not hear from Kevin this morning, and I could probably try and call him now. He's going to give me a tour of their new facility tomorrow in Charlevoix. Everybody on board with that? Any concerns or questions you've had on that?
You know where I found the email?
No.
It was in a junk mail.
Why are you putting me there?
Goodness.
My old email address.
So your current proposal on that is a 1 year?
Yes. Yeah, that we revisit it after 12 months or sooner if something major came up for either party.
Okay.
And I got to be frank that I met with Adam afterwards, and he was very appreciative with regards to it. So, item number two. Next, I think it's next Wednesday, October 15th. No, that'd be Thursday. Whatever October 15th is. Oh, hang on a second. I've got the flyer right here. Sorry. Well, anyway, the Regional Health Department will be having a drive-through COVID testing from basically noon on the 15th to 5 o'clock with a drive-through through the fire department day here. So we're going to have it right here. People will line up, go through there. I think it's they offered us the opportunity. The department heads are all in agreement that we think it's a great idea. And it might be, it's kind of a test case for, you know, if a vaccine comes out or other types of distributions in the future. So there'll be a flyer coming out on that. You'll probably see it in the e-newsletter on Thursday. And the last item that I had was October 13th. Did I mention to you that we have the Fox Run rezoning coming up anytime soon? My concern is with regards to crowds. That you can see what 6 foot distance does to us right now. And there may be a number of people that put up. Only a few of these chairs would be accessible to do that in here. I don't think the pavilion gets us much better. So I'm a little concerned with that. I don't think, you know, there's some spatting going on as to whether we can do Zoom meetings right now. The governor says that, geez, her rules are still in effect for 21 days. The Mackinac Center that filed the lawsuit against her says, no, they don't. They ended with when the court made its decision. And they have come up with some health department guidance with regards to how many people we can put in these rooms. But it isn't that, and I'm going to figure out that number. So I just want to let you know that I'm trying to figure out what we do for our meeting on the next Tuesday. Where do we hold it?
Oh, the high school.
Oh, yeah, high school.
That was one of the places I was thinking of.
Yeah. There wasn't anybody at the on the Zoom meeting. I mean, there was.
We had nine. Yeah.
I mean, we could run it here, and then if it was a problem, we could adjourn to the to an alternate location. But or would you rather? I remember we did have, and I'm trying to remember what the subject was. We did have some meeting
Marina.
At the. What was it?
Marina expansion.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, you're right. We didn't have that many people that showed up there, though.
No.
Oh, would another alternative be to postpone action on that until the 27th? Given that we have this uncertainty about where and how we can hold a meeting where we do virtual, and we don't know if we can figure this out a way to we even know what the rules are. Because even if the rules are intact, it's still only, you know, a certain percentage of the capacity of the of whatever, you know, it is using. I mean, if we use the high school auditorium, of course, it wouldn't be close to 25%, but on the last, if we don't know what the rules are, how can we even do this?
Yeah. And I don't know if this high school would even allow us to use the amount of people into their space at these times anyway.
I did publish it. I mean, I had to be published last week to hold it, but that's easily.
I guess I'd rather go to Zoom than postpone.
Well, that's why I'm not sure if it's legal.
Right.
I just want you to know that I'm working on it. Dean, I hear your point. If it's still confusing, and I'll have some firm numbers as to how many people we can get into this room. If we did it on the 27th, the rules might be clear. We have to move that from a noon to a 7 p.m. meeting, and we have to republish it.
Right.
And the developer's not going to be happy.
Yeah, but we also don't want to screw up the developer by having to send everybody home.
Yes.
That'd be worse.
Yeah.
But what about putting the screens up in the hallway so that, there's a lot of room out in the hall there?
Yeah.
You just have chairs and video down there.
And a speaker system that way.
What's our capacity?
We'll work on that. We'll try to figure it out. I just want to let you know that I'm working on it. I'm not looking for another hour.
We're in a talking mood, it seems like.
Well, we haven't seen each other in a long, long time. You guys aren't all this big anymore. It's nice to see everybody.
Okay, that's all I have.
I guess it's not on the agenda to move the order in. So we won't be moving the order. I can say if there's any other comments, commissioners. All right. It is 4:35. I will make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed?